T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
USC has found their man, Lincoln Riley, leaving Norman and heading out west for the USC Trojans head coaching job. This is going to make waves across the world of college football for weeks and years to come. To talk about it, we bring in Antonio Morales from The Athletic, covers USC. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us. I know it's been kind of a whirlwind. How you doing, Antonio?
Good. Got caught off guard yesterday, like I think everybody else did, but everything's going well and getting ready to check out Lincoln Riley's intro press conference in about an hour and a half or so.
You know, okay, so you're playing catch up like everybody else. This happened very quickly.
Yes.
Can you set a timeline for us of when did USC bring Lincoln Riley into the fold, and how quickly did this come to be?
I think just from seeing everything, I think it was something in talking to our Bruce Feldman, who's pretty plugged into the coaching search stuff. It sounded like it happened overnight. As soon as Oklahoma lost the Bedlam game to Oklahoma State, I think that's when USC moved. And in the past, Mike Bone, USC's athletic director, and Brandon Sosna have talked about when they go into searches, they put coaches in a couple categories. Ones they think will definitely be interested, and ones they're not sure would be interested but want to reach out to anyways. And it sounded like Lincoln Riley was in that second bucket, and they shot their shot with him, and it worked out. And I think it stunned everybody in the sport.
I feel like it's one of those win-wins, like Lincoln Riley wins and also USC wins massively, because Riley in Oklahoma is heading to the SEC here soon, and you have to go through Auburn, Alabama, LSU every single year, whereas USC is one of those premier jobs, and the Pac-12, especially the South right now, is sort of open for the taking, right? And there's so much recruiting right there in Southern California. What do you think was the deciding factor for Riley to say goodbye to Oklahoma and hello to Los Angeles?
I'm sure USC paid him a lot of money, so I think that was up there. But obviously, the opportunity to play in that conference and take the blue blood job, the premier job in the league, and like you said, the South is up for grabs right now, and that's with USC being as bad as it's been in a long time. There's still some work that Lincoln has to do when he gets here in terms of rebuilding the roster, in terms of in the trenches and at linebacker and at receiver. Those spots need upgrades. But someone with his credibility and the 3 playoff appearances, the 2 Heisman Trophy winners, that's someone who could help expedite things and bring USC back to prominence, especially on the recruiting trail. I know you guys in Oregon have seen what Mario's done over there and how he's made an impact in Southern California, and how he's taken kids from here that would typically go to USC, Justin Flo and guys like that. So it's something that brings USC instant credibility and really helps the conference as a whole. Right now, Oregon's holding it down for the conference recruiting-wise, and I think USC steps up with this Lincoln Riley hire, and I think it puts a lot of pressure on the rest of the league to kind of get it together.
How are we already seeing the recruiting impacts? Because Riley has already recruited a quarterback, a running back from Southern California to go play in Oklahoma. So how quickly do you think we're going to see this move change the recruiting fortunes for USC?
And yeah, like you said, he's somebody who's already had a lot of success in Southern California. USC's lost a bunch of head-to-head battles to him and that Oklahoma staff, especially in the recent cycle when it comes to offensive players. And bringing him obviously helps his cause. He doesn't have to convince these kids to go to Norman, Oklahoma and pull out all the stops for barbecues and bringing cars onto the field to impress these kids. He doesn't have to convince them to go to Norman, Oklahoma. He can do that in Southern California. He just has to drive to Manhattan Beach or San Diego or the Inland Empire, wherever he needs to get these kids now. So it's a lot more convenient for him. And just going to the SEC in a couple of years, like recruiting against Alabama and Georgia, the two juggernauts of the sport, and recruiting against LSU, that's a lot different than recruiting against Utah and UCLA and Arizona State and Cal and Stanford. Obviously, Oregon's going to be a challenge, but the rest of the league isn't as recruiting-focused as Oregon and USC are. So that helps in that regard as well.
You know, a lot has been made about, you know, seeming dysfunction at SC with all the lawsuits, whether it's the Varsity Blues or, you know, the multi hundreds of millions of dollars due to the gynecologist lawsuit that was on campus. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that Carol Folt, the university president, has taken a lot of heat about her detachment from athletics, from fans of sport. And then Mike Bone comes in and he's new blood to an athletic department where it's just been nothing but former SC football players before he took over.
Yeah.
What does this mean for Carol Folt and Mike Bone as far as, you know, the good graces of USC fans?
Well, I think there's a vocal minority of USC fans who are like, we don't care about football anymore, and questioning the school's commitment to football just because a couple of years ago, Clay Helton had a ridiculous buyout of close to like $20 million, and they wanted Urban Meyer. And so a lot of fans took that as we don't care about football anymore. But I never got the sense that was the case to where Mike Bone didn't want to win at a high level. They fired Clay Helton two games into the season, which I thought was a serious statement. And then obviously the way they handled this search was pretty amazing. The whole coaching carousel was basically centered around LSU and Scott Woodward, and he's going to make this home run hire, and he's going to get Jimbo Fisher or Mel Tucker or Lincoln Riley. And that was the best job on the market. And USC operated in relative silence. And there was only two people who really ran that search, Mike Bone and his number two, Brandon Sosna. They ran that search just like they did at Cincinnati when they hired Luke Fickell. And they kept everything quiet. They didn't really talk to many people throughout the search. They didn't leak anything. And then all of a sudden, on Sunday morning, you see Lincoln Riley to USC. So they played it extremely well. And I know a lot of fans criticized Mike Bone for not firing Clay Helton sooner. But I think he showed everybody he's serious about winning here.
We're talking with Antonio Morales. The Athletic covers USC. You mentioned the Luke Fickell hire at Cincinnati, and I think that this is kind of an important thing, is when you're hiring a head coach in football, you have to have a good fit, and Fickell fits Cincinnati. And when that name popped up for the USC job, I was always like, does that fit SC? You look at Lincoln Riley, and everything just screams like SC. Young, good-looking, offensive-minded coach. You know, what are the initial impressions on the fit of LA with Lincoln Riley? Because you don't usually go Norman, Oklahoma, LA, but that's a good fit together. But this one seems like it works.
Yeah, exactly. It's the offense. It's what this fan base likes. The high scoring, the great quarterback play, which he'll bring, and the recruiting. This is what that fan base loves. So, like, it satisfies all those urges that this fan base has. Like I said, he'll have to do some cultural rebuilding around here. The culture is pretty bad at SC, and that's going to be something that's going to be worth watching. I think if there's any concerns, it's he took over a pretty good situation at Oklahoma, and this is a rebuild. And it's going to take a year or two, maybe three, to get things going. I think he can make it faster than that just because of his star power and the credibility he has, and getting transfers will probably help. But it's going to take some time. I don't think it'll be an immediate conference title next year for USC. I think it's going to take some time, but I think the fit helps ease a lot of the concerns about recruiting and things like that, and energizing the fan base. There's more BYU fans in the Coliseum this weekend than there was USC fans, and that just couldn't happen anymore. And I think he helps ease those concerns about fan interest, recruiting, and everything with it.
You touched on it a little bit there, but obviously with Riley being the home run hire, the expectations are sky high for what he's going to do and how he's going to elevate this USC program back to the elite level that it used to be. How quickly do you think that expectation, how quickly do you think he has to do that to stay in the good graces, I guess?
Yeah, the fan base here typically doesn't have a lot of patience, so I think it would need to be early in the tenure. I think they'll give him some patience year one, but I think in year two they'll probably want to see real improvement. The fans will, at least. I think the administration, they've been here and they've seen what it looks like on the inside, and they'll know that it's going to take some time, but I think the fans will want to see kind of major improvement by year two, and I just think next year is just going to be really tough because he's going to have to kind of weed out the bad apples. And I thought it was going to be, depending on who, I didn't know Lincoln was going to be the hire, but I thought it was going to be maybe next year USC is kind of like where Texas is this year in terms of all the cultural rebuild struggles and trying to just fix everything that's going on within that program culturally. I think Lincoln Riley obviously brings a lot of credibility, so that changes my expectation of how long that'll take. But it is going to take some work, and it is going to take some patience to kind of get everything right, discipline-wise, accountability-wise, because USC really strayed from its standard the past couple of years.
We saw the reports that defensive coordinator Alex Grinch, receivers coach Dennis Simmons, his director of football ops and strength coach, we're all kind of rumored to be heading out to LA with Lincoln Riley. Are there any verified updates, or do we know who's following Lincoln Riley or what his staff may look like?
I think it's safe to say those guys got on the plane with, got to the airport with them today, this morning, while they were in Norman, Oklahoma. So I think it's safe to assume those guys are coming. I think USC fans are patiently kind of waiting to see if Bill Beatenbo, the offensive line coach, is coming, because he's generally viewed as one of the best offensive line coaches in the country, and that's a position where USC has really struggled the past couple of years. So I think he'll be a guy worth watching. I think DeMarco Murray might be staying at Oklahoma from seeing reports and recruit statements out there, but that'll be a guy to watch as well. And I don't know if many USC assistant coaches will have an opportunity to stay. I think Dante Williams is obviously the main candidate for that, just because of what he does in the recruiting trail. And he's one of the best recruiters in the country, and everybody saw that at Oregon. So I think he would have the best shot, but I don't think that's guaranteed by any means. It'll be up to Lincoln Riley and Alex Grinch to see how that fit goes. But I think he'll have a staff with a heavy emphasis on recruiting, which is where USC has kind of fallen behind in recent years. And it'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds.
Antonio Morales covers USC for The Athletic. Appreciate your time. I know it's a super busy day and super busy time for you down there. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.